I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. When I was young, the Christmas present I coveted most was a telescope. I read as many books on science as I could, but my math skills were horrendous. I faced no chance of a career in science. However, I've never given up reading about the latest discoveries in astronomy. Stephen Hawking became my hero when I read his first book, A Brief History of Time. Stephen died this year from the crippling disease known as ALS. His new book is Brief Answers to the Big Questions. The book begins with an introduction and brief biography, which crowned Hawking as, quote, the most renowned scientist since Einstein, known both for his groundbreaking work in physics and cosmology and for his mischievous sense of humor. According to the Dust Jacket, he appeared as himself on several episodes of the wonderfully funny comedy The Big Bang Theory. Hawking starts off with why we must ask the big questions. He wrote, "People have always wanted answers to the big questions. Where did we come from? How did the universe begin? What is the meaning and design behind it all? Is there anyone out there?" The creation accounts of the past now seem less relevant and credible. They have been replaced with a variety of what can only be called superstitions. But real science can be far stranger than science fiction and much more satisfying. His first question is one as controversial as it is fascinating. Is there a God? Stephen wrote, "Science is increasingly answering questions that used to be the province of religion. Religion was an early attempt to answer the questions we all ask. Why are we here? Where did we come from? Long ago, the answer was always the same. God's made everything. The world was a scary place, so even people as tough as the Vikings believed in supernatural beings to make sense of natural phenomena like lightning, storms, or eclipses. Nowadays, science provides better and more consistent answers." Stephen raises another interesting question. He wrote, "I would like to speculate a little on the development of life in the universe, and in particular on the development of an intelligent life. I shall take this to include the human race, even though much of its behavior throughout history has been pretty stupid and not calculated to aid the survival of the species." Hawking does not pull any punches. His explanations are matter-of-fact and to the point. Some other mind-bending questions he poses include, how did it all begin? Can we predict the future? What is inside a black hole? And will artificial intelligence outsmart us? These and other questions are challenging to scientists and non-scientists alike. Stephen Hawking will be missed, but, like Einstein, his work has opened new secrets of the universe, and it may take decades to prove some of his hypotheses. His latest book, Brief Answers to the Big Questions, is undoubtedly a challenge, but it is well worth the effort to learn something about the universe. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.